Oh, look at you. Stomping through my halls like some storybook champion. Boots crunching on gravel. Armor clanking like a dinner bell. Did you really think I wouldn't hear you coming? Sword in hand. Oh, what a pretty blade. And that shield. So shiny. Tell me, hero, did you polish it just for me? Did you run the whetstone over that edge again and again, picturing my neck at the tip of your sword? Sweetheart, you're adorable, like a kitten hissing at a thunderstorm. But you know you're not the first to bring me steel and swagger, right? Look around you. My garden's full of would-be heroes. All so hard now. So still. Funny, isn't it? Well, more for me than you. They all came to destroy me and ended up being rather nice decor instead. I can smell your fear from here, little warrior. It's oozing off you in waves, and your heart thumping like a trapped rabbit's. I don't bother denying it. Your veins are singing to me. You came to slay the monster, didn't you? Dreamed of dragging my head back to your little village. Where are you from, by the way? Some little hamlet by the sea? Oh, I was right. Well, do they have a tavern there? They do! How exciting for them. Well, maybe, if you're lucky, maybe they'll carve your own statue right next to the tavern, and then you'll be a real hero. Oh, honey, you're not just out of your depth, you're drowning in it. Oh, but don't fret. I'll take exquisite care of you. That's it. Clutch that shield like it's your mother's skirt. Smart boy. You know what happens if you peek, don't you? One glimpse of these eyes, you'll spend eternity as a very handy paperweight. Oh, but here's the thing. I don't need you to look at me to have my fun. Oh, no. I can play with you just fine with your eyes squeezed shut. So keep them closed, warrior. Let's see how long you can resist. You're trembling. Is it fear or something else? I bet it's both. You're imagining me, aren't you? Wondering what I look like. Those stories they tell. Snakes for hair, eyes that kill. A body that... Well, let's just say I'm more than the myths make me out to be. Want to know a secret, little hero? A delicious... dangerous little secrets. I'm standing right in front of you. Right here. Can you feel the air shift as I speak? The warmth, or perhaps the chill as I move. So close, I could trace the line of your jaw. Feel the frantic pulse jump in your throat. Run my fingers through your hair. If I wished it, and oh, I'm tempted. But look at you. Your sword hangs so heavy in your hand. So still. Where is that righteous fury? That burning need to strike me down. Did you forget it somewhere in the dark? Is something wrong? Champion, cat caught your tongue, or something else. is the mighty warrior having second thoughts? Is that iron will softening, melting like wax near a flame? They all were, you know. Every last one of your glorious, doomed predecessors. Big, strong men, full of boasts and borrowed courage. But the second they truly heard my voice, it was over. The fight drained right out of them. Their swords became just cold, dead weight. They stood just like you are now. Frozen. Not by stone, not yet. But by curiosity. By the terrible, beautiful pull of the unknown. The forbidden. Me. Are you curious too, hero? Do you wonder what my touch would really feel like? What my kiss might taste like? What happens when you finally stop fighting it? Go on, admit it. The thought is already there, wriggling in the back of your mind, louder than your duty, brighter than your fear, isn't it? That's it. Given. Given. Shh. You're doing so good, keeping those eyes shut. Impressive. Most men crack by now, peeking through trembling fingers, but you, special, I can tell. You know what? Let me reward you for being such an obedient boy and holding so still for me. After all, such restraint deserves a special kind of attention. Your ears, for instance, just begging to be licked, aren't they? You taste divine, hero. You're being so good for me, letting me explore. So pliant, so yielding. Can you feel it? How your muscles just unspool? You're practically melting under my tongue, aren't you? Focus on this. The wet heat. The soft, slick slide. Can you feel how warm my breath is? Pooling right here. Filling your ear. Feel that shiver? It just raced down your neck, into your shoulders, and lower still. I can see it. I can hear it. Your body singing for me. I could just spend hours tasting you, teasing this one sensitive spot until you're trembling, breathless, begging for more. Would you? Beg, that is. Little warrior. You're trying so hard to stay still. Clenched fists, held breath. But I know. I can feel each and every tiny little tremor as they catch in your throat. You're relishing every single second. Just imagine what else this clever tongue could do. What secrets it could uncover. What cries it could draw from you. You're already so weak for me, aren't you? That iron resolve crumbling like sand. Just from my tongue on your ear. My good little warrior. Giving in so sweetly, so completely. I can feel you shivering, really shivering now. Like a leaf in a storm. Listen. My darlings are curious about you, too. Can you hear them? That soft, hissing chorus? They're whispering, telling me how desperate you are, how badly you crave this surrender. Don't worry, pet. They won't bite. Not unless I want them to. And you're being so good. Oh, you're trying. Clenching your jaw, gripping that shield. Playing the brave, brave hero. But I see you. I know the truth swirling behind those closed eyes. You're wondering, aching to know, how much better could this get? How much deeper can I take you? Aren't you? My poor little baby, trembling, needing more. Oh, you poor, delicious thing, so lost in sensation. You know, the way you cling to that shield like it's the last plank from a sinking ship, the way you grip that sword like it's a lifeline, it's adorable, it really is, I have no other word for it. But let's be brutally honest, sweetheart. You crossed that threshold quite a while ago. You're not here to fight me anymore, are you? No, my pet. You're here because you crave this. Because you burn to know what it's like to belong to me. Utterly. Now. Drop the sword and shield. Good boy. See, that weight lifted, didn't it? The struggle gone. Isn't it infinitely easier and freer when you simply listen to your gorgon? Now, let's do something about this rigid little shell of yours. All the steel and leather must be heavy, so restrictive. Doesn't it ache, carrying all that weight? Let's get you a little more exposed. Shh, don't fight it. That tension, it's useless now. Keep those eyes shut, hero. Tight. Imagine my gaze as the sun, and you're made of wax. Now, I'm just gonna slip this off, and this. There we go, much better. Now I can see all of this pretty skin, bare as the day you were born, and just as helpless. Oh, look at you. Blooming like a rose. That blush, it starts up here by your cheeks and rushes down here before pooling lower. The heat rising off you like a forge. So telling, hero. So deliciously honest. I'm gonna get real close now. Don't move a muscle. Feel that? my breath right where you're most sensitive. Look at you, all coiled tension, trembling readiness, anticipation carved into every line. Let's see how much of this you can truly handle, little warrior. Feel that difference? My tongue? It's not like anything more at all. Long. Forked. Capable of touching both sides at once. With impossible precision. You're trying so hard to stay still. Like a statue already, but I can feel the heat building. Feel you softening, melting. Under this relentless attention. My darlings are riveted, you know? The snakes. They're coiled tight. Tongues flicking. Positively jealous. Of the attention you're getting. But don't worry. I'm not sharing you yet. This first taste is all mine. This tongue of mine, it's not just long. It's wickedly clever. It can twist. Curl. I can feel it. Every twitch. Every frantic pulse. Every shudder. Trying to rip its way up your spine. You're trying to be so strong. Clenching your jaw. But you're crumbling, hero. Piece by piece. Undone by touch alone. I'm tasting every secret tremor. Every drop of sweat. Every ounce of that fading resolve. And you, my pet, are divine. I could keep you suspended like this forever, pushing you right to that glorious trembling edge, and then holding you there, watching you shake. Beg and break. Oh, but I'm not that mean. Not yet. Feel that. That deep possessive curl. My tongue's wrapping, squeezing, wringing out every drop. Oh, that delicious tension. Poor little warrior. So strong against armies. So helpless against a gorgon's mouth. So utterly, deliciously desperate. And you're loving every shameful, exquisite second of it. Admit it. I adore how you're trying so hard to be good, to please me, keeping those eyes Scrooge shut, like the obedient little pet you're becoming. Don't you dare open them. Not yet. The moment you do, this pleasure, this torment ends. I'm having far too much fun. Feeling you squirm. Hearing those choked whimpers you can't contain. You're mine right now, hero. You belong to me. Oh, you're there, aren't you? Teetering. I can taste it. The precipice. But don't you dare let go yet. I'm not nearly done playing with my new toy. Let's see how much sweet agony you can endure before the begging starts. Your body's practically begging for more, isn't it? Every muscle's tensed, every nerve screaming that delicious involuntary arch towards me. Pure wordless pleading. Lucky for you, I'm far from done. The real feast is just beginning. I've savored your fear, tasted your submission. Now, I think it's time I take what's mine. Lie down for me. Oh, look at you, sprawled out on cold stone just for me. Arms limp, chest heaving, utterly open, utterly helpless. So beautifully submissive. You're laid out just like an offering, and I intend to claim every inch. Now, feel that, hero? The brush of my thighs, the heat radiating from where I'm poised. I'm positioned right above you, ready to take all of you. Can you feel it? The molten heat of my entrance. Right there, barely a whisper away. Do you want it, baby? That slick, tight heat wrapping around your cock, claiming it, milking it. Look at you, hips already twitching, thrusting feebly into the air, desperate for contact. Ugh, you poor, pathetic little thing. Your eagerness, your desperation to be mine would be charming if your original intention hadn't been to, well, you know, murder me in my home. Don't worry, sweetheart. I don't take your specific trespass personally. That's why I'm gonna make sure that you feel as every single inch stretches me open, fills me deep, and you'll love it. You won't be able to help but love it. Here it comes, baby. Open wide for your gorgon. Gods. You feel perfect. Stretching me so wide, so deep already. Filling me up just like you were made to do. Look at you. Laid out beneath me. My personal throne. Utterly helpless. Utterly conquered. Oh, keep those eyes shut tight, hero. Don't you dare even think about peeking. Not when I'm sheathed around you. Not when I'm feeling this incredible. Fuck. I could ride you like this for hours. Savoring the feel of you, heart and throbbing inside me. Honing every gasp, every whimper, every choked back moan you try to so valiantly swallow. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're making it so hard. So hard for me to hold back. To keep this slow. Oh, fuck. You're mine now. Mine. Every fucking inch. I can feel it. You. Trying so hard to hold on. Clinging to that last shred of control. Fighting the tide. Stop. Stop fighting. You don't have to fight anymore. There's no glory here, only surrender. Just let go. Let me take you. Give me all of you. Empty yourself into me. Give me what's mine. Oh, you're so close. I can feel it. That coil wound so tight. Ready to shatter. My darlings feel it too. They know. They crave to feel you break. To feel you lose everything. Come on, hero. Give in. Give in to me. You want to look, don't you? I know you do. Your eyelids are fluttering. Straining against your will. You're imagining it, aren't you? Picturing me straddling you. Skin slick and gleaming. Hair wild. My baby's writhing in time with my hips. My body moving. Taking. Claiming. It's so vivid, isn't it? That image burning into your dark, disobedient mind. Too hot. Too tempting to resist. Don't you dare. Keep them shut. Focus. Focus on the feeling of my cunt milking your cock. Of the fire raging in your belly. Of the edge crumbling beneath you. You're right there. You're right there. Let go, baby. Give me everything. No. Come. Come for me. Come on. Oh, spill it. Lose yourself. Resist that one final peek right as you were spilling your essence into me. Sweet, predictable hero. Your eyes just snapped open. Couldn't help yourself. Wanted to see me ruin you. Oh. But look at you now, my newest masterpiece. And that face. Oh. Oh, breathtaking. Frozen in the purest ecstasy. Lips parted mid-gasp. Jaw slack. Cheeks flushed forever. How exquisitely captured. All sculpted in blissful oblivion. You'll make the finest addition to my garden. Not just another statue. My very own petrified plaything. Don't fret, darling. I'll keep you close. Very close. You're my favorite trophy yet, after all. My perfect eternal warrior. I'll bring you out on lonely nights. When the moon is high, when I crave entertainment, it's going to feel so good grinding against me. I'll ride you again, my sweet silent hero, over and over and over, whenever the mood strikes.